This is Dr. David Price, and you're listening to Verse by Verse. We are in our series, A Guidebook for Foreigners from 1 Peter. Today we're looking at 1 Peter 1:13. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like something in your life just wasn't as clear as it used to be? Not your eyesight necessarily, but your focus. Your clarity about what matters. Stick with me for the next 4 minutes because I think you're going to see yourself in this story. Here's what happened. A man over 90 years old walks into his eye doctor's office and he's frustrated. He says, "Doc, my eyes are getting worse. And that's strange because you just updated my glasses prescription a few weeks ago." So the eye doctor says, "Let me see your glasses." The old man hands them over. And right away, she sees the problem. Those glasses were covered in dust. Not a little dust, a thick, dull film of it, built up over who knows how many days of setting them down, wiping them on a shirt sleeve, and never really cleaning them. So she takes them, she cleans them, really cleans them, wipes up every bit of that dust away, until the lenses are clear again, and she hands them back. He puts them on, and his whole face changes. His eyes light up. He breaks into a huge smile. He said he hadn't seen that clearly in weeks. Think about that. His prescription wasn't the problem. His eyes weren't the problem. It was the dust. Now, here's why I love this story. I think a lot of us are walking around right now with dust on our lenses. Not literally, spiritually. We've got the right prescription. We know the truth. We've heard the sermons. We've read the verses. But somewhere along the way, dust collected. Distraction. Busyness. Worry. Old habits. And here's the tricky part. Dust doesn't announce itself. It just accumulates. Slowly, quietly. Until one day you realize, I used to see this clearly. When did that get blurry? The good news? The fix wasn't a new prescription. It was cleaning what he already had. That's exactly the idea behind the verse we're building on today. 1 Peter 1, verse 13, Peter writes, "Therefore, having prepared your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Did you catch the phrase, prepare your minds? Some translations say, gird up the loins of your mind. Well, back then, that meant to get ready to move. Clear away anything tangled around your legs, anything that could trip you up. Peter is telling believers, clean the lens. Get your mind sober, alert, undistracted. Not so you can see better in general, but so you can see one thing clearly, the hope that you have in Jesus. Over the next few episodes, we're going to look at what dust tends to look like in real life and a few simple ways to wipe the lens clean again. But if you only remember one thing today, remember this. Your hope in Christ hasn't gone anywhere. It's just waiting for you to clean the dust off and look again.